So you told me, even though Reuven and Shimon can't have enough from each other, they can still use davar shel oilei bavel, which is basically ownerless. So the ezu davar shel oilei bavel. What is a davar shel oilei bavel? Sak the Mishnah, and for the Mishnah, kagan, for example, Harabayas, the mountain that the Beis Hamikdash stands on, Vazarais, and the courtyards of the Beis Hamikdash. V'habar sheba emtza derech, like we mentioned in the last Mishnah, a well that's in the middle of the road that goes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. These don't belong to anybody. It belongs to Klal Yisrael, it's Hefker. V'ezi davar shel oisei yir. What's called davar shel oisei yir? That everyone in the town has a chelik in it. Kigan, for example, Harachava, the market street. Hashvok and Shebi'ir, the market streets in the city, explains about Tanura. Vamerchatz, the bathhouse. Of course, the public bathhouse. Ubeis HaKnesses, the Beis HaKnesses. Vateva, the Aron Kodesh, that has the Sifrei Torah. Vasvarim, that the Bnei Ir purchased to learn in them, explains about Tanura. These are owned jointly by the people of the town. So if one person from the town asks another person to have enough from him, that person can't use it. Because you're having enough from something that person has a chelik in. So what should a Rav do? If Reuven and Shimon come and they say, look, we made this neder on each other. Or one person made the neder both ways. You're asa to me and I'm asa to you. But right now, that means we can't use the svarim. Is there an eitzah for us? So Dr. Mishnah, yes. So the Gemara explains, that's how we read this. This isn't another example of things that are aser. Really, what's happening over here is the Mishnah is asking, what could we do? And the Eitzah is, the Rav is going to say to Reuven and to Shimon, write out a Shtar Matana, that your Chelik, that you have, in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Beis HaMerchetz, are written over to the Nasi. Then you can use these things. Because you're not having enough from each other anymore. You're using something that belongs to the Nasi. Rabbi Huda says, Echad Kaisev L'Nasi V'Echad Kaisev L'Hedyet. You don't have to dafka write it over to the Nasi. When we say Nasi over here, we mean the head of the town. You can write it over to the Nasi. You can write it over to anyone. You can write it over to your neighbor, Beryl. Mabin Kaisev L'Nasi L'Kaisev L'Hedyet. What practical difference would there be between writing it over to the Nasi as opposed to writing it over to Stam, a person? Hedyet means a regular person. The difference would be, Sha'Kaisev L'Nasi, if you write it over for the Nasi, ain't Sarach L'Zakais. You don't have to be mezake to the Nasi through a kinyan. If I want to give you something, there has to be a kinyan. Could be a kinyan chalipin, like when you go to the Rav to sell the chametz. You pick up the Rav's hat, and the Rav gets the right to sell your chametz. There are different types of kinyan, but you would have to make some type of a kinyan. That's how one thing gets transferred from one person to another. So, if they want to give over their chelik in the public things to Beryl, they would have to make a kinyan. If they're going to give it to the Nasi, they're going to avoid this step. It won't be necessary. All they would have to do is write a shtar, that the Nasi gets their chelik. That's a special takanas chachamim because of the covet of the Nasi, that he can be zoicha in the chasim even without an actual kinyan. So the chachamim say it doesn't have to be to the Nasi, it's just more practical for the Nasi. The chachamim say, echad zevi echad zeh, whether he's writing it over to the Nasi, or whether they're going to write it over to a regular person, tzrichan lezakas, no, there has to be a kinyan. There's really no difference between a Nasi and a hedyet. If you want the Nasi to own it, so that it no longer belongs to them and therefore they can use it, there has to be a kinyan. Writing on a shtar is not enough. So why did you mention Nasi? Because usually that's how it goes. People will write over their chelik to the leader of the town, not stamp to someone. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the reason you would write it to the Nasi is because it's easier. You skip a step, you don't need a kinyan. The Chachamim say no, it makes no difference. But most of the time that's what people would do. Rabbi Huda says, Ein anshe galul tzrichen lichtav. The people from Galul, that's in the north of Eretz Yisrael, they don't have to write, in other words, they don't have to be makna, they're chelik in the nechasim, of the shul and the bathhouse, things like that in the city. Shekvar kazu avoseyem. their fathers already rode over these nechasim to the nasi, al yedeim, on their behalf. The previous generations of people in Gaul said, let's avoid problems for our children. All these things in the town are owned by the nasi, they're not owned by the people of the town. By them making that arrangement, they knew that if future generations would ask or no, one on top of the other, at least, they won't be locked out of the shul, or the bathhouse, or being able to use the svarim.